Morning, SAFM Sunrise with Stephen Grootes.
Okay, in a moment, of course, we'll be wrapping the week. We are going to be talking around all of the issues around vaccinations, what's going to be starting this weekend. We'll start as well to talk about the local government elections and manifestos. I don't know how much impact all of these manifestos have. Well, there's a big awards ceremony this week, and the ceremony was really around, it's called the, I love the way they took these, it's the NSTF South 32 Awards, right? It's about innovation, and it's part of the National Science and Technology Forum. And one of the big winners is, it's called the Research for Data Award, and the person who won it, and he won it with colleagues, is Professor Musa Manzi, the director of the Wits Seismic Research Center. On the line now, Professor Manzi, good morning, congratulations.
Good morning to the YFM community as well as the listeners at home.
Good morning. I imagine it was a late night. I mean, lockdown level one and all that. So congratulations.
Yeah, well, thanks. When I got a call that I should be speaking to you this morning, I was like, if I do wake up, because the celebrations just went on and on.
Well, I'm glad we did it. Look, you won. So you run the Wits Seismic Research Center. And what you have, it's called an active PASIC seismic approach. I mean, I sort of laugh when I hear that. But you're talking about a very clever way to find out what's going on underground, and this helps the mining industry. How does it work?
That's true. So we basically, at the Seismic Research Center and the School of Geosciences as well, we're developing the cutting-edge seismic solutions. So the fundamental questions we're answering is really, how can we make exploration cheaper? That's making it cost-effective. How do we make it environmentally friendly? And how do we make it innovative? You know, so in that way, so what we're trying to do is developing solutions whereby we can actually map the subsurface of the Earth without leaving the footprint on the environment, but also to make it cheaper so that we can revive the whole seismic activity in South Africa, and therefore we can be able to discover more mineral deposits such as platinum and gold. So the way it works is, so traditionally, so what you do is you have your active source. So basically seismic works like you induce the energy into the ground, and then the energy propagates through the rocks at different, through seismic waves at different speeds, and then it bounces off to the surface, and then it's being sensed or recorded by the sensors we place on surface. So what happens is, because the waves can take longer to go down and come back. So we analyze the time these waves went down to the subsurface of the Earth and they come back, and then we get the information about the subsurface of the Earth. So we have the 3D interior structure of the Earth. So now what we're developing is that, because we do not have these heavy equipment in South Africa, and they're very, very expensive, and mining companies as well as government agencies do not have sometimes the budget to actually buy this equipment. So what we're saying is, instead of using these vibrators, these seismic sources, so what we want to do is to use the ambient noise. So basically, if you're driving your car around, you're generating seismic waves. And if you're blasting in the mine, there's always noise. If there's an earthquake, any type of movement that causes vibrations at the subsurface of the Earth, we record that, and then we use that energy to actually map the subsurface of the Earth. So that makes the technology quite cost-effective, because it means that you cut more on the budget. You don't have to have a lot of people laying out the cables. So we use the system which is called the wireless sensor. So these are the things that we're currently developing with our partners all over the world, whereby you place these wireless sensors on surface. You can also place them inside the mine tunnel. So you let them to record up to about 50 days continuously. So what happens is, as the mine blasts, as the mine drills, so we use that energy, we capture it, and we analyze the wave field at the subsurface of the Earth, then we get a picture. So there's three things we try to solve here. One is to map the deposit, discover gold and platinum deposit, as well as other deposits, such as copper, as well as, vanadium, et cetera, and chrome. So what we're doing here now is that we want to map the deposit, also to mitigate the risk that are associated with deep mining in South Africa, because we want to protect the miners while we discover ore bodies. So in this particular case, we can identify structures that could actually be induced by mining can actually, that can cause mining-induced seismicity, which can be related to your rock bed underground or your rock fall when you're inside the mine. So in that way, we can identify these structures ahead of the mining, then, and we can provide some early warning to the miners and say, you know, these areas might be prone to mine seismicity, so therefore they have to mine a different way. And what we also do is to mitigate the risk associated with methane explosion in deep underground mining, because sometimes you hear that the miners face methane explosion. So these structures that we map underground, they can also help us to track the fluid, the water and methane movement at the subsurface of the earth. And this is something that's quite unique. And probably in Africa, we are the only group looking at this level of technology, which is putting us in a global map.
It's absolutely fascinating. Really is cutting edge stuff. Professor, thank you and congratulations. And enjoy the second round of celebrations this weekend.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I have to mention that I'm representing a team of different academics who are doing amazing jobs. So we are proud as a School of Geosciences. And of course, VET scooped a lot of awards yesterday as well. So we are very happy.
Just snuck that in there under the wire. Professor Musumanzi, thank you, Director of the VET Seismic Research Center. Appreciate the time. Yes, UJ, we can now take your WhatsApp in a moment. 28 after 8.
This is SAFM Sport with